Chapter 8. Help! Croc! Soon, dog and cat owners bring their pets to Dr. Doolittle, and farmers bring their cows and horses. Dr. Doolittle becomes a very popular vet, the best in town. Now he's got a lot of money and can keep his house. Dr. Doolittle loves taking care of animals. Sometimes he cures them and then invites them to stay. There are always many animals in his garden. The neighbours aren't very happy about this. One day, a crocodile with toothache comes to see him because it's suffering. Dr. Doolittle removes the bad tooth.
"I must check your mouth every day for a week,"
he tells the crocodile.
"So don't go home. You can stay in my garden."
The next day, a lady brings her sick dog, but she sees the crocodile and runs away. Soon, people in Puddleby hear about the crocodile in Dr. Doolittle's garden, and they stop coming because they're afraid.
"Get rid of that creature, John,"
Sarah tells her brother.
"It's a ferocious animal."
"Who, Corky? No, he's timid and sweet,"
Dr. Doolittle replies.
"Corky doesn't want to attack anybody. He promised me that."
First, Corky stays with the doctor for a week, and then a month. His mouth is fine, but now he's Dr. Doolittle's friend, and he likes his new home. Sarah is furious. Now Dr. Doolittle hasn't got sufficient money for food. He and his pets become hungry. The animals try to help him. They sell lemonade outside his house. But the money is not sufficient to buy food for all the animals. After a month, a man from the bank visits Dr. Doolittle.
"This is your last night at home, Dr. Doolittle,"
he says.
"The bank is planning to take your house tomorrow."